Lindsay, Charlie, Battle Creek, Michigan, February 5th, 1890. Dear friend Charlie Lindsay, I am interested in your case as one who has erred, but I know not your sin or the nature of your present sad condition. But I say to you the words of Christ, I come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Mark 2, verse 17. Charlie, I am a mother of boys, and I have deep interest in all youth. I have interest in you, and I would help you to fix the eye of faith upon Jesus, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. You may come to this Savior just as you are, confess to him your sins and your waywardness, ask his forgiveness, and he will pardon you. Do not delay, like the prodigal son. Come back to your natural father and mother, and to your God with a humble heart, and in the strength of Jesus you may deliver yourself, but never in your own strength. Jesus has evidenced his love for you in that he gave his precious life that you might be rescued from the power of Satan and become a soldier of Jesus Christ. Do not be discouraged. Jesus Christ will forgive the sinful and lift up the soul that has a sense of guilt. Jesus is drawing you to himself. Take your position firmly with the help of God, saying, I repent. I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. I will henceforth be a child of God. I shall have no part in any sin which nailed my Savior to the cross of Calvary. Transgressions great or small shall not condemn me, for I lay my hand in the hand of Jesus Christ. Give yourself to Christ, heart and mind and body. And then remember that it is your duty to watch and pray and keep your own soul through the help which Christ can give you. Turn from the temptations which assail you. You have weak points of character, but those may, through watchfulness, become your strong points. And in place of your being influenced in a wrong direction, you will influence in a right direction. You have as your helpers the angels of heaven, who are appointed to do just such a work as you need to have done for you. If you will ever bear in mind that you have an angel by your side who is acquainted with all your dangers and all your weaknesses, then you will ward off, as far as in your power lies, all that would corrupt or debase your thoughts and your character. Dear brother, there is an unseen witness to every action, whether it is good or whether it is evil. A record is made of all your works, and you must meet this record in the judgment. If you repent of your evil works and put away the evil of your doings, then your name will not be blotted out from the book of life, but pardon will be written over against your name. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth you from all sin. You should now take your feet from the broad path which leadeth unto destruction, and place them in the narrow path which leadeth unto life. It is the only royal path to heaven, for it is a path cast up for the ransomed of the Lord to walk in. Jesus has purchased you by his own blood. You are his property. And you may make Christ your property, your personal Savior. Then you will not by your words and example lead others in the downward path, to be thoughtless, to be irreverent, to be despisers of the grace of God. But you will lead them by your own example to see the claims the Lord has upon them, and to accept of Jesus. Yes, you may become an instrument through the grace of Christ in leading souls in the heavenly path. In order to do this, you must have personal culture. No one but Jesus can give you the mold of character that will make you fit for the society of the angels. You want to bring your own life to Jesus Christ, to learn in the school of Christ, and be trained by the grace of Christ in firm, correct principles. Be resolute, be honest, close the door of your heart to the suggestions of evil associates. You have not strength now to be in their society. Keep away from them. And now, when you have learned your own weakness out of Christ, you may come to Jesus with a contrite heart, and he will pardon you. And you may learn that in him is strength and fortitude and courage, and you may learn something of the pardon of sins forgiven. You have learned something of what Satan is, and have tasted of his wages, and you have fallen. But you may learn of the one who can lift you up. You are not fallen hopelessly, and you may work for Jesus as earnestly as you have worked for Satan. You have opportunity now to make a different record in the books of heaven.
Working for Jesus is not sullen drudgery as a task. No, in this work is joy and consolation. It carries its reward with it every day. The soul is uplifted constantly to the Sun of Righteousness. When buffeted with a baffling tempest, how gladdening is the glimmer of a light in the darkness! Just this is Christ to you. Press to the light. In the name of Christ, who died for you, press to the light, rejoicing at every step that your probation is not ended. When buffeted by Satan's temptations and the sinner has been overcome, hope has fled, the exertion seems paralyzed, how welcome is light amid the darkness! This Jesus is to you. He is your refuge. He is your stronghold. Take the Word of God as your guide. It will irradiate your path and be to you a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. You will have a director at every step. You need a counselor in every difficulty. The truth in the heart will sanctify the life. The directions given in the Word of God are authoritative and divine. Can my friend ever find a path more pleasant than that of perfect obedience to God? Is not every youth under a terrible deception who thinks he has discovered a happier way? True religion never makes its possessor gloomy and unhappy. True religion, which the Spirit of God invites you to accept, consists in being under the guidance of one who never errs, one who is holy in word, thought, and deed. The Lord reaches out to you his hand that he may place your feet in the narrow path and guide you in thought, word, and deed. Jesus loves you and wants to make you happy. Make the Bible standard the rule and aim of your life. What can bring you back to your God-given manhood and bring sunshine into the chambers of your mind and heart but the sense of sins forgiven? What can give you true nobility and restoration to the image of God but Jesus? Who can give peace if not the Prince of Peace? What can bring rest to the soul but making Christ your refuge? Will you think any longer as you have done that only a license in sin is liberty? Is the truth of heavenly origin a yoke of bondage to you? May the Lord Jesus Christ give you that repentance that needeth not to be repented of. Make the happiness of your parents your happiness. You owe them more than you can ever repay, but show your love for them by respecting yourself. Show your love for them by making their hearts glad, because you love Jesus, whom they love. You will never find a wiser guide than the ever-wise God. The time of your probation is now extended to you. Make diligent work for time and eternity. Your father and mother will help you, but God will be your helper above all and above every earthly relation or friend. Will you trust in Jesus? Please write to me, and I will try to find time to answer you.